MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, April 1, 2025. The State Senate will be discussing audit issues. Gloucester has restricted water usage. Partly cloudy, windy, upper 40s. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 2:22 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade is writing a Senate panel will huddle Wednesday to discuss constitutional issues surrounding a voter-approved plan to audit the state legislature. But the top Beacon Hill Democrat seeking to conduct the financial review is skipping the proceedings in protest. The Senate Subcommittee on Chapter 250 of the Acts of 2024, which is conducting a review of the constitutionality of Question 1, had asked State Auditor Diana DeSoglio to testify during the hearing to answer questions from the panel of four Democratic lawmakers. But DeSoglio, a former state lawmaker from Methuen, has called the hearings a kangaroo court aimed at stalling compliance with the voter-approved law, and she said she won't take part. Gloucester Times is reporting that Gloucester is implementing a precautionary ban on all non-essential outdoor water use effective Tuesday, April 1. That's today. The water use restrictions are being implemented due to ongoing drought conditions across the region. Mayor Greg Verga has said among the ban uses, irrigation of lawns via sprinklers or automatic irrigation systems, washing of vehicles, except in a commercial car wash or as necessary for operator safety, washing of exterior building surfaces, parking lots, driveways, or sidewalks, except as necessary to apply surface treatments such as paint, preservative, stucco, pavement, or cement. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Salem News reporter Caroline Enos writes in today's paper, the North Shore Education Consortium will hire a consultant to analyze financial challenges faced by North Shore Recovery High School in Beverly, rather than hold a community meeting this spring. That meeting was a response to concerns from community members after the high school's principal, Michelle Lipinski, said this winter the school could downsize or soon close because of financial constraints. The school opened in 2006 for students ages 14 to 21 struggling with substance abuse and mental health issues. It operates in partnership with the North Shore Education Consortium. WFXT-TV is reporting that the former chief of staff for the mayor of Lawrence has been sentenced to federal prison after pleading guilty to child pornography charges in December. Jehovny Martez Rosario was sentenced Monday in federal court in Boston to 43 months in prison to be followed by 5 years of supervised release. Martez Rosario pleaded guilty in December to one count of transportation of child pornography and one count of possession of child pornography. Matt Petra is reporting in the Newburyport Daily News. Roughly 50 people converged outside Newburyport City Hall around 10 a.m. on Monday to watch as Mayor Sean Reardon raised a transgender flag to recognize International Transgender Day of Visibility. He's quoted as saying, in Newburyport, we celebrate diversity, inclusion, and the right of every person to live as their authentic self. Each year on March 31 since 2010, the world observes Transgender Day of Visibility to raise awareness about transgender people. And on AutumnLive.com, Zach Laird reports, Nahant Town Administrator Tony Barletta and Director of Department of Public Works Zach Taylor sat down on Monday afternoon to discuss updates to Nahant's stormwater improvement project. Taylor started by explaining that the initial overview study for the project was funded by the American Rescue Plan Act. In North Shore sports in high school baseball yesterday, St. Mary's beat Milton 3-1 in the Spartans' season opener. In girls softball, it was Saugus 10, Cambridge Ringe and Latin 9, and Manchester Essex 8, Swampscott 6. In boys lacrosse, Salem Top Lynn 14-5. Mikey Curtin led the Witches with 5 goals. Did I say Watches? Witches with 5 goals. In girls high school lacrosse yesterday, Manchester Essex Top Marblehead 10-7 as the Magicians fell to 1-1 for the season, while the Hornets improved to 2-0. North Reading beat Gloucester 15-2, and it was Ipswich 9, North Andover 6. Celtics beat the Grizzlies last night 117-103, and they'll host the Heat tomorrow night. The Bruins were off last night, and they will be at home against the Capitals tonight. Red Sox lost to the Orioles in Baltimore yesterday 8-5. That was the fourth loss in a row for the Red Sox, and they are off today. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.